A conservative group that's been a target of the John Doe probe sued in federal court 7 months ago. The Wisconsin Club for Growth argues prosecutors looking into possible illegal collaboration between Governor Walker and outside groups during the 2011 and 2012 recall elections have violated the group's constitutional rights. In May, federal district judge Rudolph Randa halted the investigation. But during an appellate hearing yesterday, a three-judge panel seemed to indicate the Doe case was best handled in state courts. Club for Growth attorney David Rivkin argues otherwise.
You misunderstand the nature of our concern. They were only raising this in the context of the district court's issuance of preliminary injunction.
The federal appeals court could decide the temporary injunction issued in May should be tossed and allow the Doe probe to resume. Or the panel could send the case back to the state judge overseeing the probe, the judge who halted subpoenas back in January, though that decision is also on appeal. With the fate of the Doe probe uncertain, one of the prosecutor's attorneys, Sam Lieb, chose to just praise the district attorneys when Lieb spoke to the media.
We feel privileged to represent our clients who are the epitome of integrity. And all the citizens of Wisconsin, I think, should be proud.
It's unclear if the federal appeals court will issue a decision before Governor Walker faces voters on November 4th. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio. Many pages of emails and other documents have already been released related to the now-halted probe of Walker's campaign doings with outside groups during the 2011 and 2012 recall elections. But the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press and other groups say more documents should come out. The coalition's Los Angeles-based lawyer, Theodore Boutros, says the public has the right to see what's in the judicial record.
The courts have a long history of saying there's a presumption that it's open. The people own the courthouses and own the courtrooms and have a right to see the information. So much still remains under seal. We think it should be unsealed.
Boutros told a three-judge panel yesterday that before privacy concerns can kick in, there has to be specific evidence that privacy should override the public's right to know. He says he thinks the judges are struggling with the issue. But a spokesperson for Wisconsin Club for Growth, a conservative group that prosecutors scrutinized during the John Doe, says he'd offer a strong prediction the media coalition's effort will not succeed. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.